Governor Rick Scott was in St. Augustine Thursday for a Veteran Service Award ceremony. At the same time as the ceremony, a Washington congressional panel was taking a look at the problems with the St. Johns County VA clinic. As Gregory Todaro reports, the county and its veterans are frustrated over a years-long delay in the clinic's relocation.
Governor Rick Scott awarded more than 300 medals to veterans at the Florida National Guard Armory in St. Augustine Thursday.
We must take every opportunity possible to thank our heroes and tell them we hold much reverence for their service.
But some veterans at the event couldn't help but think about the local VA outpatient clinic. A delay in moving the St. Johns County clinic has cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines against the VA. Sean Prentice says she uses the clinic, and the lack of a plan is frustrating.
It's the unknown of where the clinic's going to end up is the hard part. I feel anger about it and don't really know how to deal with it.
In response, Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis called a hearing to confront the VA about the delays. VA Representative Stella Fiotes testified the responsibility lies with her agency.
We were late getting started, and for that, we accept responsibility.
St. Johns County Assistant Administrator Jerry Cameron told the panel the county has offered to relocate the clinic near its Veterans Benefits Office.
When I said that St. Johns County stands ready to step up and provide this facility for the VA, I was told, and this is a direct quote, that is not happening.
The panel didn't make any recommendations Thursday. DeSantis convened it to look at the St. Johns County Clinic in the wake of a national scandal over VA wait times that led to the resignation of Secretary Eric Shinseki last year. Gregory Todaro, WJCT News.